did.
Roberta
Fasanelli is here, her Queen of Cheap report coming up just a few moments. Say it again, Doug, in a few moments.
In a few moments
here on Good Day. Jennifer reports on television news. Maybe we'll get some updating on The Voice, who's in, who's out. There are a couple, I guess.
Spoiler alert, your girl that you said was going to win it all. Yeah. Sent packing yesterday.
Really? You talking about Amanda?
Amanda Brown, yeah.
I say she was going to win that?
You did. You're like, oh, I think she's going to win. Yeah, well, no, she's pop-up.
I think, Cassidy Pope, I thought of the two, Cassidy was the one that was weaker. Frankly.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is interesting, and we'll talk more about it in the TV report, but The Voice now has two eliminated judges. There's no chance that Adam or Christina will win the competition.
You mean their teams?
Correct.
Yeah, they stay, but the teams go. All right, so let's see what happens. We'll get that in a little bit, plus a report on some of the daytime television programs and nighttime television programs. Meanwhile, in a few minutes, Roberta has her Queen of Cheap report, which will feature what sort of information, Ms. Fasanelli?
Oh, we have some special things for the holidays. If you're looking to do stocking stuffers, we've got a special deal for you and a way to ship your holiday gifts and save a whole bunch of money.
Save money! Let's hear it for saving money! Hooray! On this date in 1933, drinkers toasted the end of Prohibition.
Ha!
14 years, was it? I think it was 14. You started in 1929? No. Was it 1919? Yes. Some people had not had a drink for 14 years. The dry spell ended at 5:32 p.m. On this date in 1933, when Utah became the last of 36 states to ratify the 21st Amendment to the Constitution, which repealed the 18th Amendment to the Constitution, which had prohibited all booze. How do those things get passed? How do those things take effect?
Ridiculous.
Isn't it amazing?
But this is so ridiculous.
You know, this was almost 100 years ago. Well, it was actually, yeah. It started over 100 years ago. And you just can't prohibit in a free society, and that's what's so ridiculous about people trying to curb the use of marijuana, shall we say, or illegal drugs, and all of the, what does it cause? Pain? Hurt? It causes us to spend a lot of money on a drug war that doesn't work? You know, that kind of stuff.
Well, think about the Rockefeller laws in New York State that put people in jail for life for, you know, having a half an ounce of pot on them. It was ridiculous. A friend of ours got caught up in that.
Yeah. Is that person in jail?
Well, he actually fled before he could be put into jail and was on the run for about 20 years until they repealed the laws and he got amnesty, yeah.
Wow. There's something for you. I'd like to be in that position.
Absolutely ridiculous.
There's an Australian radio personality who's in trouble today because those DJ pranksters that exist over there, you'd never find anything foolish like that happening over in our country, Jennifer. These radio personalities pretended to be the Queen.
Oh, no.
And they duped a nurse at the hospital where Kate is.
Hello, I'm the Queen.
Yes. And so what they got on the air on their program were intimate details, medical details of what was going on in Kate's private suite. Yeah, I think, as a matter of fact, these are presenters Mel Gregg and Michael Christian.
You're the whole team. I'm not amused. Situation.
All right, this is what the folks on the radio actually sounded like, folks.
We thought we'd give it a call. We don't want to cause any trouble. Yeah. We don't want to stress her out because she's doing it tough.
Yeah.
But I reckon we can maybe get her on the radio tonight.
Look, I don't know. I mean, everybody would be trying.
Well, this is why I thought of a plan. We can't just ring up and go, "Hi, it's MC and Mel from the Summer 30. Can we chat to Kate?" Hang up. Not going to happen.
Yeah.
You are going to be the Queen.
Awesome.
I'm going to be Prince Charles.
Hello, I'm the Queen.
Ben and Em, you're involved in this as well. We thought that maybe you could be the Royal Corgis, if you're okay with that. Yes, exactly.
Sure, we'll pop on in a sec.
Come into the studio. I'm going to dial this number.
This is fun. Oh, I mean, this is fun.
Yes, yeah. So you're going to be the Queen.
Hello, I'm the Queen.
Hello, Prince Charles over here.
Oh, you're Prince Charles. Mm-hmm. I like your ears.
And Ben and Em are going to be the Royal Corgis, so let's give this hospital a call and see if we can get Kate Middleton or maybe even Prince Wills on the phone tonight. So the number's going in. Oh, jeez, I hope this happens.
Hello, good morning. King Edward and Seven House, please.
Oh, hello there. Could I please speak to Kate, please, my granddaughter?
Oh, yes. Just hold on.
Thank you.
God, are you kidding me?
Can I put in a story?
Yes.
If this has worked, it's the easiest prank call we've ever made. Your accent sucked, by the way. I just want you to know.
It's an Australian
I'm
radio.
I'm used to playing old radio.
Calling the
Kate, my darling, are you there?
Good morning, Mum. This is the nurse speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, I'm just after my granddaughter, Kate. I want to see how her little tummy bug is going.
Mummy? She's sleeping at the moment, and she has had an uneventful night. And sleep is good for her as we speak. She's been giving some fluids to rehydrate her because she was quite dehydrated when she came in. But she's stable at the moment.
Okay, I'll just feed my little corgis then. When is a good time to come and visit her? Because I'm the queen, so I need a lift down there. Prince Charles!
Mummy, is everything okay?
Oh, wait, my Charles, when can you take me to the hospital, Charles?
When would it be all right to come down and see her? Maybe in the morning or something, if that's okay.
I would suggest that any time after 9 o'clock would be suitable because the doctor will be in the morning.
Okay.
And we'll just be getting her freshened up in the morning. I would think any time after 9.
Wonderful. And is Wills still there? Has he gone home? I haven't spoken to him yet.
He went home at about 9:30 last night. No, actually probably about 9 o'clock last night.
Okay. Lovely. But they're all okay? Everything's all right?
Yes, she's quite stable at the moment. She hasn't had any retching with me since I've been on duty. And she has been sleeping on and off.
Wonderful.
I think it's difficult sleeping in a strange bed as well.
Yes, of course. Hardly the palaces.
Oh, it's nothing like the palaces of Charles. Yeah. And when are you going to walk those bloody corgis?
Mumsy, I'll go and take the dogs outside.
I need to go visit Kate in the morning. My dear, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.
What a dummy.
She has given us real information.
Mumsy, I think that they believed everything that we just said.
I am the queen. Bow for me. Bow for me.
Bow for you and your terrible accent.
That was awesome.
They've gotten into a lot of trouble.
Have they really?
Because they pulled that prank. If you're just joining, you didn't hear the beginning of that. There were a couple of disc jockeys doing a morning program. No, it's an evening program, I think, on an Australian radio station. And they called the nurse for Kate and got all of these details. It's funny. I can see that happening. The British are so gullible. And they wouldn't think
they're polite.
They wouldn't think ill of someone.
Yes.
Trying to do something like that. So.
Just, anyway. So funny. And she hasn't retched.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I guess maybe they figure if they got the phone number, you know, to the ward
but
and
it's
the nurse
just the
station,
hospital. That's all it is.
You know, it's.
It is really pretty funny. All right. So coming up in a few minutes, a discussion of same-sex marriage from West Point's point of view. If you get my drift.
Your drift.
My drift. Can't have any drifts today because it's going to be like 50 here. I'm back on the farm. I think the high today is 54. What's it supposed to be in New York, Roberta?
Same thing. It's going to be warm this morning, but they say by this evening it's going to be around 40 with horrible wind chills.
Really?
Yeah, well, so the temperature is going to drop through the day.
There's the story from our weather expert, Roberta Fasanay, who's an expert.
Oh, and in L.A., it's going to be 70.
Yeah, right.
So just stay in L.A., will you?
I don't think she has any. Boy, I thought she was going to New York. Aren't you going to New York?
I am, next week.
Yes, next week. We're going to have lunch on Wednesday.
Perfect. All right, moving and grooving here on the Good Day program at 16 past the hour.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds infants, in fact, teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
800-510-8255. Let's not move a muscle as Roberta Fasanelli brings us up to date on her Queen of Cheap Bargains for body,
the queen
and
of cheap
mind and soul.
Wow! It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Let's start off with a free ebook close to my heart. It's called Living Rich by Spending Smart. It's free, absolutely free from Amazon. And, you know, so one thing that I feel that I've taught my kids is how to live quite well by spending very little money, how to shop for groceries and how to cook smart and how to go to thrift stores and get what you need and look really great on just a couple of pennies. So get that free book, Living Rich by Spending Smart. I should have written that. Pee-wee. Here's a way of spending smart. Pee-wee. Buy one entree, get one free. If you're doing all that holiday shopping and you're hungry, you got to watch this, like, stinky little video that they have. So you watch the video and then you get the coupon, so you get free food. Bath and Body Works. Great stocking stuffers. You buy three and you get two free. So you buy three of any of their items there, you get two free. We have the special coupon for you. And this is a deal that I've really never seen before. It's for FedEx. It's for a FedEx Express shipment. You can save $10 on a $20 FedEx Express shipment. So in other words, you can ship something for half price. If you're really late and you haven't done your Christmas shopping late and you have to send something over to someone really fast because they're going to go, Auntie so-and-so didn't send me anything for Christmas. Well, you can do it now because you can get it half off at FedEx. And you'll find all of these great deals at DougStefan.com at the Queen of Cheap section. And one more, if you're around at Macy's today, go onto their website, pull off this coupon. You can get $10 off a $25 purchase at Macy's, but that's only good until 1 o'clock this afternoon. That's why we don't have it listed on the site, because it'll expire real soon. But just giving you a heads up that if you've got to go to Macy's, make sure you get the coupon before you go.
All right, so that's the Queen of Cheap report. Go to DougStefan.com. To get the backup and all of these specifics from Roberta at DougStefan.com, pretty much the middle of the homepage, left-hand side, the Queen of Cheap here on Good Day.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Party's on.
The feeling's here.
HGTV is sponsoring the Christmas music contest of the day. So I would like you to listen carefully to a little more of this Christmas song, well-known pop song from a pop star. How's that? You can identify the artist and the song. You're going to get a swell prize. The folks at Pure Attitude supply you with $150 worth of creams, lotions, washers, and that sort of thing. Who is this? What's the name of the song? HGTV and Doug Steffen want to know. Crank it up, Michael. Richie's not here, so he can't ruin this for us. He's gone for the rest of the week, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's
done until Monday.
Hey,
I will tell you, of all the songs that I've heard this holiday season, this is the one I've heard most this year.
Really?
Everywhere.
Huh. All right, well, I can't tell you that I've heard it at all until just now, but it's been around for a long time. So it's the name of the tune, and who is it that's singing it? Our Christmas song of the day, Christmas music contest. HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch the Property Brothers in their hit show, Buying and Selling. Don't miss an all-new episode tonight at 9, 8 Central, only on HGTV, your home sweet home for the holidays. 800-510. Why'd you stop playing that song, Michael? That's a good song. Or was it over? I don't know whether it was over. All right. The name of it.
Ask and you shall receive.
That's it, right, exactly. Our video of the day today at DougSteffen.com. Jennifer's going to love this. It's rapper DMX, who had, as you may remember, a string of platinum albums.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
Right. This is back like 10 years or so ago. Making the rounds at radio stations this week. He's planning a comeback. So he was at a station in New York, Roberta. He showed his fans that he has the Christmas spirit with a really impromptu performance of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And here is the audio from rapper DMX.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Come on! Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw him, you
wouldn't
even say it close. Come on, come on! All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call them names. They never let poor Rudolph join any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, come on! Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you ride my sleigh tonight?
How much more of this I can take?
I like it.
You like this, really?
I like it. Yes, absolutely.
You go down in history.
What? That is going to be cool. I'm so excited.
Did I get the names right for the radio?
All right.
Cool.
I love it.
The story at DougSteffen.com about Christmas in an aquarium in Utah. Lights powered by an electric eel named Sparky. Check that out.
Sparky.
When the lights twinkle on this tree, you can thank Sparky the electric eel. Sparky is a 5 foot tall tree, and it's
Foot tall eel.
Right. Well, the exhibit's called Journey to South America. It's pretty amazing. This is a good way to teach children about science, don't you think? And this particular species of being, electric eels. They live in South America, famous for the electrical charge they generate. They stun their prey and run off predators. That'd be a neat thing for humans to be able to do. 28 past the hour now on Good Day.
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new Buying and Selling tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Drew is really good at giving me space, especially when the work starts.
What was that?
I can turn it off.
I can't hear you when you're complaining.
Feel the magic.
This is awesome.
And spread the love.
I love buying.
I love building.
I love selling, too.
All new Buying and Selling, tonight at 9, 8 Central on HGTV. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
I also really love making Jonathan do all the hard work.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct a class play, day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Hurting up?
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
I love you, son. So it hurts when you say I hate you. I'm your mother. I'm tired of you disrespecting me when you don't get your way. I work hard to make sure you have everything you need. I should be able to ask you to get out of bed in the morning without a fight. So from now on, things are going to be different. I ordered the Total Transformation Program. We're not going to scream and fight anymore. I'm going to tell you what to do in a different way, and you're going to do it. You're not going to call me ugly names anymore, and if you do, you're going to get consequences that'll keep you from calling me ugly names. We're not going to do things your way anymore, son. We're going to do things the Total Transformation way.
Get the Total Transformation free. Just order the program, tell us how it works for you, and you can keep it for free. Call 1-888-529-4660. 1-888-529-4660. Call now. Call 1-888-529-4660. 1-888-529-4660.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To a good day. Doug Steffens' Good Day program on the air now. The owners of the program are you, but I guess we have a little help from Roberta Fasanelli, our fabulous Queen of Cheap, and Jennifer Horn is going to do the television report for us in a few minutes. Going to do. I have this whole lecture on gerundives that I prepared on the plane flying back from Orlando last night.
Gerundives? Oh, boy.
Gerundives. Yeah, right. We'll get to that in a little bit.
Are you
I'm looking forward to that.
I know you are.
Was everything good?
Everything good?
Yes. Are you healthy?
I am, in fact. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert here on the Good Day program every year, offers me the opportunity to spend a day with him, which I did yesterday, and go through all of the tests and things, 4.5 hours of testing, and then 2.5 hours of his explanation as to what's going on in my body, so I know every single thing that's going on.
Any trouble spots?
I have a little cyst on my liver. Which is called it's what they call fatty liver disease in cows, and if the cow gets too fat, the cow can die from this thing on her liver. Now I'm not a fat person, so I don't know what the origin of it is, and he doesn't either. He said since I lost about 14 pounds since the last time he saw me, he thought it had gone down a little bit. But I guess that when you get down to brass tacks, it's really pretty interesting. To figure out, I think I said this yesterday, how your body works and what can go on. It's so complicated. It's so wonderful to understand how this all comes together. That's why I say there's no way that we come upon our experiences in life by accident or that life is an accident. If you look at the charts and things that pertain to your body or the body in general and how it works, how intricate all of these things are, and how everything has to sort of depend on something else in order for it to work, it's more than genius. It's more than you can wrap your mind around, in fact. The heart pumping by itself, blood through all these various things, and he measures with, there are several devices that he uses, sonar and ultrasound and things like that to measure what's in your carotid arteries and to make sure your aorta is okay. And there's a test for calcium, and I have zero calcium in my pipes, so that's a good sign. Even though I figured I had too much Easley Farm ice cream or maybe too much of that raw milk, so that there was at least something there, but no, there isn't. And in fact, and I say this only because I like it as an example. If you're going to get a really good physical, you need to have a stress test. So every year, he puts me on this, on the treadmill, mm-hmm. and there's a new one this year, and it's faster and more difficult, but yet, right.
Were you out of breath?
No. When I first started doing this there, I think 7 years ago, he had all the records. This is the sixth time, but I think over the course of 7 years, I've been to his office. Excuse me. And the first year, I did 7 minutes on the treadmill. The next year, I did 8. The next year, I did 10. Next year, I did 12. I did 14 minutes yesterday with my heart at 157 beats a minute, I think, which is how they figure your age and some other things, blood pressure. And it was the best showing. And he said to me, it was sort of a wry smile. Neither of you have actually met Ken. You've talked to him on the air. But he has a wonder. He's like a little elf. He's like a pixie. And he's so serious because he's really actually one of the best people in the country. When it comes to this sort of thing, man, do I trust him. He knows his stuff cold. And so he went through and he apologized. The sweetest thing, there was a 98-year-old woman in the office next to where I was, and she'd been there for a while. She was having a hard time breathing. So she'd come in with her daughter, who was 70-something, and they were sitting in the next room, and he came to me because he started, and he said, "Do you mind if I go talk to these women for a couple of minutes?" I said, "Wait a minute. This woman's 98 years old, and she's having trouble breathing, and
you're asking.
You're going to go get out of here."
And the odds are not in her favor.
Well, she was fine. She didn't even. Yeah. She had a walker, but she didn't use it when she came in. And I took a look at her. She was sort of sitting in the room, and I smiled at her as I walked by. And it was just so interesting to see how, in a sense, it was a matter-of-fact kind of thing. Okay, I'm here, and I'm having a hard time breathing, but I'm sure Ken can take care of it. He can not necessarily fix you up, although I think a lot of people think that you go to the doctor after you've abused the hell out of yourself so you can be fixed up. And there are certain things you can do that kind of, I guess, do, quote-unquote, fix you up. But in this circumstance, it is just amazing to understand the technology, understand how this sort of a practice works, and then to understand yourself, your body. It's something that I recommend for everybody. Finding out what's going on in your body is so important. So, I mean, there are those other things. I have the herniated disc in my back, and we know about that. But I don't necessarily want to tell you the story about me. I'm just saying, in terms of understanding how complicated that body is, how perfect it is when you are born, and how we do such crazy things. I had a little, I guess it's referred to as stress, and that creates acid in your stomach, and that creates a feeling of palpitations in your heart, and so you don't feel comfortable. That's all stress-related stuff. And so, you know, you learn about it, but it's, again, understandable that you might be concerned about things that you don't understand, so get it figured out. Find out. Go. Get it done. Roberta, you have yours every year, and, Jennifer,
stress
you have
tests
yours?
And everything. Yep.
Yeah. How long do you last on the stress?
You were going to play this game. It's going to be a competition.
12 minutes.
Nah, 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 nah.
12.
Right. Jennifer,
Doug, I can see Doug already. I can see you in my mind on that treadmill looking at him like, oh, what you got next? I can see you doing that.
Do you know what I did? I spent my time, I said this to Meredith last night, I spent my time thinking about her and...
Uh-oh.
No, it's okay.
No. Get the tissues.
He's going to cry now.
Brendan.
I'm running for your love.
Yeah. That's you know, I'll have to remember
that.
Running
for your love.
That's very good, Jennifer. Put some sort of a body, right? The longer you go, and you give something in some charity and...
Usually when I'm on a treadmill, I think about my easy chair, but, you know, hey,
really?
Love is
good. No, I was looking outside. Well, you know what? There's a picture in front of this, and I said it to Ken. The same damn picture has been there every year. I look. So if you're on the treadmill for 12, 13, 14 minutes, the last thing I want to do is look at this horrible picture that's there. And so the window is above it. I just looked outside. The sky was clear and blue. There were a few clouds, and I was imagining... By looking at the clouds, what those clouds represented. Was there a picture of a person there, or was there some object? in the sky, then it's amazing. And, yeah, I was thinking about Meredith and the kids and Charlotte and stuff. And I was thinking how quickly the time went.
And, of course, Roberta and I, too.
Of course. Absolutely. Yeah. But how quickly the time goes in that circumstance. And, again, well worth it. So put yourself through the paces and do something good for yourself. I said that we talk about this same-sex marriage issue, which we will do in a minute or two. Jennifer's going to update us on television. Oh, you know what I didn't do? Ah, fooey. I didn't give you the song, and we didn't have a winner. Although, you want me to try this again, Michael? Should we play this song one more time? This is our Christmas music contest of the day, brought to you by HGTV, the home sweet home you have for the holidays. Catch the Property Brothers in their hit show, Buying and Selling. It's 9 o'clock tonight, 8 central on HGTV, your home sweet home for the holidays. If you can identify who this is singing this holiday song, what the name of the song is, you win a $150 prize package from Pure Attitude. They're wonderful multi-effect creams and lotions and washes and that sort of thing. All right, we got enough of it on the air? I think so. 800-510-8255. Jennifer is next here on Good Day.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct the class play, day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Hurting up?
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new Buying and Selling tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Drew is really good at giving you space, especially when the work starts.
Okay.
I have to turn it off.
I can't hear you when you're complaining.
Feel the magic.
This is awesome.
And spread the love.
I love buying.
I love building.
I love selling, too.
All-new Buying and Selling tonight at 9, 8 central on HGTV. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
I also really love making Jonathan do all the hard work.
Cue the sentimental music and break out the gaudy decorations. Tis the season for quirky holiday pastimes, but there's still one place where bad taste never belongs, in the kitchen. That's why television's Clinton Kelly is partnering with Sargento to stage a holiday taste intervention. To enter the contest, simply post a photo of your family's outdated holiday traditions on the Sargento Facebook page. The winner will walk away with a $10,000 holiday makeover and a free online consultation with Kelly, who offers these tips to refresh your holiday recipes.
Think about how Grandma would have made it. Instead of making a green bean casserole with mushroom soup and fried onions from a can, use ingredients like Sargento Chef Blend shredded cheese and caramelized onions for a completely new dish that still tastes like home. Also, don't forget to plan for the big day after. Stock up on bread for turkey sandwiches and Sargento cheese and eggs for a leftover ham and cheese frittata.
The deadline to enter is December 17th.
800-510-8255. Mike in Palm Springs, listening to KPSI, one of our longest-running affiliates. I was going to say affiliates. I was thinking of the fact that we've been on that radio station. We've been on the air with Good Day for, this is the 25th year. I think I've been on that station for 21 years. If my memory serves me correctly, Mike. But it is one of the longest-running affiliates. Yeah, yeah.
And you've listened every day since.
You've listened every day, Mike. Right. All right, so... who is that, and what's the name of the song?
Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time, Paul McCartney.
That is it. Do you like? What do you think when you hear all the Christmas music now? Is it too early, or are you kind of getting into the spirit?
Well, it's that time of year when a man realizes the three stages of life.
And they are?
You believe in Santa Claus. You don't believe in Santa Claus. You are Santa Claus.
That's very good. Congratulations. All right, we're going to give you something you can use for yourself and or the lady in your life. Pure Attitudes, multi-effects cream and washes, a lot of great facial things. It's worth about $150, Mike. Thank you. I appreciate the call. All right, so let's get to Jennifer's work here. The news from Fox about the X-Files. Michael, yeah. You asleep at the switch? What happened to the television? Why do I have to? It should be obvious that I want this theme, right?
It is to me.
After yelling, screaming, hoot and holler, whoop-de-doo.
What do I have to do to get a theme in this town?
Let's go.
Okay, so Fox could be bringing back Mulder and Scully. Really cool story if you're a fan of The X-Files.
The
I know, me too. The former producer, Frank Spotnitz, recently said that the studio may be interested in resurrecting the show. He said he wouldn't be surprised at all. So this would be similar to what they did with Star Trek, where they didn't necessarily try to reboot the original, but they created, like, the next generation.
Now.
Different series, yeah.
No, they need Duchovny and Gillian Anderson to come back on television.
Well, they might. I mean, you never know. There's no word whether or not. Neither one of them are really working a lot right now, so you never know. They were making jokes that it would be Mulder and Scully the college years.
I thought that what's his face had that Californication. Duchovny, is that still
up? Oh, yeah, he does, actually. But I think it's still going. But, you know, it's going to come to an end by the time they get this going. Mm-hmm. Come on. Going.
Yes, please.
All right. Now, Joe Biden had appeared in Parks and Recreation, so to be fair and balanced, as NBC would like to be known, former Republican presidential candidate Newt Gingrich has filmed a cameo for Parks and Rec. No word on when that show will air, but I will make sure to keep you posted because I know you will all want to mark that on your schedule.
Yeah, exactly.
Seinfeld alum. Seinfeld was recently named the funniest TV show of all time by Vanity Fair magazine's survey that they took. But Seinfeld alum Michael Richards is set to co-star opposite Kirstie Alley in that new show she's doing with Rhea Perlman. She'll be in the cast. Gilles Marini will be there. And it's going to be on TV Land, and it's about a Broadway star. It's called Giant Baby. That'll be coming next year to TV Land.
Really?
Yeah. Now let's talk a little Kiefer Sutherland news, because we love Kiefer and 24. Kind of a fun thing for Fox's Touch, which has been pushed. It'll be relaunching this in mid-season in February, I think the first week of February. D.B. Sweeney, who is on 24, has signed to reunite with Kiefer. He's going to be doing a recurring role in the second season of Touch. He's going to be playing an ex-military guy who is an enforcer for AstroCorps. Bom, bom, bom.
Let me bring Chloe back. All right, here's a piece of audio from Wendy Williams yesterday. As she and the editor of In Touch magazine, Noah Levy, talk about Taylor Swift's newest date. Man, does this young woman get around?
Let's talk about Taylor Swift and who she's dating now.
Can we please? It seemed just like moments ago that she broke up with Connor Kennedy.
She's young. She's having fun. Like, I'm not hating on her.
I'm not hating on her either. So I think it seems like she's trying to make little Connor a little jealous because she has moved on with Harry Styles, who is 18 years old as well.
Wait, I know that name. Tell me who that is.
One Direction, the biggest boy band of the moment.
Yeah.
So they had a very cute and very public date this weekend in Central Park. They were holding hands. They were canoodling.
Is that them on the date?
Yes, this is them actually on the date.
I see he dressed up for her.
He certainly did. He put on his best hoodie. Uh-huh. He looks gorgeous. Now, they were definitely doing a very public show of affection. Now, a lot of people are saying she's doing this to make Connor jealous. It seems like to me, Connor, you know what? He's going to college. I don't think he's going to be too jealous.
Connor's moved on.
I think he's moved on.
Kennedy, you know.
Yeah. And Taylor's a smart girl. She's a good old fashion career opportunist. She knows how to step her way up. She's doing very well, and I'm not hating on her either.
Me neither.
No.
I mean, there was a time when I think we all thought she was so sticky sweet that we didn't particularly care for her, but
exactly.
Now.
Exactly.
I love her.
She's a hustler, is she?
She dates a lot. A lot.
Sorry we said for that. All right, so the winner last night were the people that got run out on The Voice last night. There are two people who one goes and the other one moves up. Is that right? Is that how it works?
Well, you're talking about The Voice, right?
Yeah, right.
There are four left. You have Nicholas David and Trayvon Martin, Trevin Hunt on Team CeeLo. And then you have Blake Shelton, who has Cassidy left, and Terry, who's the rocker.
Cassidy.
I think it's Trevin's game to lose. I really do. He could sing the phone book. And
I thought
awesome.
Amanda Brown was going to make it, but she didn't.
She and Melanie went home eliminating
Adam. I have not the time to do justice to this conversation about same-sex marriage, so I'll save that for later on here on Good Day. 51 after the hour.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA Drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA Drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA Drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or cake, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Time now for a focus on your animal with Warren Eckstein, your pet's best friend, host of The Pet Show. His specialty is pet behavior. He's involved in medical help for dogs. A lot of problem solving goes on his weekend radio program that's heard on radio stations all across the country. He's very, very cool. The PetsHow.com. You know what? I want to find out more about that. He's got a lot of Facebook presence. The Pet Show is his website, or WarrenEckstein.com. Find out how you should be treating or thinking of your pet during the holidays. Lots of things to discuss with Warren, as usual, including integrative health for your pet, whether it applies more to dogs or cats. We'll find out in just a moment here on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new buying and selling tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Drew is really good at giving me space, especially when the work starts.
Okay.
I have to turn it off.
I can't hear you when you're complaining.
Feel the magic.
This is awesome.
And spread the love.
I love buying.
I love building.
I love selling, too.
All-new buying and selling tonight at 9, 8 central on HGTV. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
I also really love making Jonathan do all the hard work.
All right, Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show here doing the hard work of trying to become the full-service guy when it comes to your companion, your animal. There's a group of veterinary clinics here in Massachusetts that are specializing now, Warren, in general medicine, surgery, and again, this sort of more applies to dogs than I think to cats. They're doing hyperbaric oxygen therapy, acupuncture, chiropractic, cranial sacral adjustments, ozone therapy, massaging, Reiki healing. Now, all these things have been done for humans, but now it seems to be, I don't know if it's in vogue or I'm not even sure the rage, but people are doing it. And I'm actually, because of Charlotte being stiff, I'm interested. She's been getting some B12, liquid B12, as a sort of chiropractic application in her various joints. I don't know how long it takes to really take effect, but I wonder if somebody called your radio program this weekend and said, do you believe that we can have an integrative solution. Because, by the way, vets are the same as regular people doctors in that there are some who believe in going by the book. If it's if there's evidence-based pharmacological connections to making the dog healthier, that's what they're going to recommend. And I think Bill Carlson, the guy that we use, Warren, is a guy that sort of follows that tradition. Although I think that there are people that are doing a little of both, and then there are those who are going the other way. So how do you know what's best to do for your dog with that long-winded question?
Well, first of all, I'm a firm believer that if anyone says, whether it be their veterinarian or their regular doctor, that this is the only way, then it's time for a change. There are always other ways. I am a big fan of integrative medicine. I've seen it work on thousands of dogs and cats and other animals over the years. Prime example, let me talk about my own dog for a second. My own dog was diagnosed in Los Angeles with degenerative myelopathy, which is kind of like a German Shepherd thing, which is there's no pain involved, but they lose the nerves and the back legs give in, and ultimately within months the dog has to be euthanized. Once that diagnosis came to me, I said, you know what, let me get a second or a third opinion to find out exactly what's going on. I saw another vet who practices integrative medicine in terms of acupuncture and laser therapy and massage therapy, and the bottom line is my dog, who is no longer supposed to be with me at this point, yeah, is running around in the backyard chasing squirrels as we're talking. Yeah. Is it a miracle cure? I don't know, but the bottom line is I am a firm believer that integrative conventional veterinary care in conjunction with integrative medicine is definitely the way to go.
I can see that, how it would be beneficial to Charlotte or dogs that are older. As she said, that she treated a dog recently, or in the last couple of years, the people came to her with this dog that they wanted to put to sleep. And she said, why do you want to put the dog? She said, well, it's loaded with cancer. And so she started the dog on a treatment routine that involved all kinds of the things that I just enumerated, whether it's chiropractic or acupuncture, that sort of thing, hyperbaric oxygen therapy. And the dog is still, this was 2.5 years ago, dog's still alive and kicking. Pretty much the same thing you just said.
Even nowadays, Doug, I know you got to remember, even nowadays, physical therapy, it's not called physical therapy, it's called physical rehabilitation. Hydrotherapy for dogs and cats and other animals as well can make all the difference in the world. Yeah.
Warren Eckstein, check out the Facebook page for Warren, the Pet Show, or petshow.com through DougStefan.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.